Hi, welcome to another episode of the Hillbrook CTE podcast. My name is Bill Selleck. I'm Director of Technology at Hillbrook. And with me
is Annie Makala, Director of the Scott Center for Social Entrepreneurship.
And Ilse Doman, Director of Teaching and Learning at Hillbrook School and also of the Center for Teaching Excellence.
Awesome. So let's hop right into this. You guys went to the NNSP conference.
We did.
What's NNSP?
NNSP stands for the National Network of Schools in Partnership. So it's both a membership-based group all around the country. And then every year they host an annual conference. And this year the conference was in Washington, D.C. So Ilse and I both attended in the cold Washington, D.C. weather. Part of the goal of this conference is to connect schools that are working on partnerships among each other. So schools to schools, private to public, so schools within the community, but then also partnerships between schools and community. So that could look like a number of things, and we were really excited to dig in and learn more about what schools that we feel like are similar to us are doing, and then share a little bit of our own ideas about the Scott Center for Social Entrepreneurship and different programs that we're testing out.
Nice. And you guys presented, right, Ilse?
Yeah, we had been connected to Blake Cohn, who's the director of NNSP, through a lab series, a social impact lab series that Annie has been helping develop with the California Teachers Development Collaborative, which was out in the Bay Area and also Southern California. And so we had gotten to see Blake present about what it looks like for schools to develop partnerships and how that helps schools then teach children and by extension faculty and family members how to have an impact on their communities. And so she had then invited us out to this conference to present on both how we are developing a social entrepreneurial mindset for lower school students in K through 8. And then also we ran a couple of smaller sessions, one of which was really focused on finance and how we do and don't tend to talk about money with children in school. And then finally to talk with schools who are interested themselves in founding a center at their school and learning about how do you go about doing that.
And this conference, despite maybe what that sounds like, because we did a lot of presenting, was actually only a day and a half. So we were able to share quite a few times in a short amount of time. But then also, it was a small enough conference that we built some really awesome relationships with people that were there. We stayed at the same hotel. We invited a collaborator from Collegiate School in Richmond, Virginia, to join us for one of our presentations. And I was able to spend the day at Collegiate on Friday, so we had a lot of opportunities on the East Coast to meet with people that we don't necessarily get to spend time with out here on the West Coast.
Nice. So you guys talked about finance. Was that in our last podcast episode? We talked with a couple students around the summer apprenticeship and looking at finance. Was it similar to that? Did you guys share out that work? And this would also, by the way, be a good time to go back and listen to that episode.
Yes, that was a fun episode with two of our students that were part of that group. It was a combination, I would say, of that work. So that was specific to students' engagement with social entrepreneurship. A piece of that focused on finance. The students themselves, as they shared, were focused on a finance project. This pulled us back a little bit and connected to our six pillars of social entrepreneurship education, which are story,
design,
agency,
systems,
finance,
and civics.
Ooh, well done, Ilse.
Nice. That I'd like to go on the record saying that was the first take. We did not edit that. That was impressive.
That was impressive. So within those six pillars, we shared broadly about the Scott Center for Social Entrepreneurship and why we've really dug into those pillars, shared some questions that are essential to building those pillars into curriculum. And then we sort of double-clicked on the finance pillar and said, this feels to be one that schools kind of skirt around. So we talk a lot about equity, a lot about inclusivity and diversity, and the way we talk about money in schools, the way we talk about socioeconomic status is a piece that I think a lot of schools are struggling to know where it fits in.
So with that, like, do you guys talk at all how that might connect with like the math classroom? Is that part of it, seeing like, here's this kind of big abstract thing that's also kind of uncomfortable?
I think there are a lot of places where we do see and schools that are building finance education into their regular program, which are definitely in the minority, are doing it more from a mathematics and kind of economics study. I think what we're trying to push educators to think about is the relationship of the ability for adults to talk about socioeconomic status, to talk about what it is as a society that we value, to talk about how the way you spend your money is a vote, are all things that schools are avoiding doing. I think much in the same way that not too long ago we would have said, oh, talking about religion or talking about race or talking about gender experience is not for school, it's for family. I think we're still doing the same thing with finance. And so educators are feeling like they don't have the practice or the skill set to talk about their own experience of socioeconomic status, and so then are not well equipped to talk to children about it. And it's really not just a math thing. It's a history thing. It's a science thing. It's a social-emotional thing.
And we were able to share this in a really unique sort of setup at the conference. So we had a round table Inspire session, which were 20 minutes, and people would choose three Inspire sessions. So they rotated from table to table. So we had kind of this in-depth, deep dive, but short session specific to finance, in which Ilse and I shared a little bit of research coming out of, you know, what does it mean when we, what are we actually saying when we talk about finance and when we talk about money in schools? And how do we use finance as a tool and a skill set for social change work connected to the Scott Center for Social Entrepreneurship? And I think, you know, it was a risk, and it was a really exciting moment for us to test something that we've been talking a lot about at the CTE and at Hillbrook and at the Scott Center with an outside audience. Definitely an audience that we felt like was connected to this work in interesting ways. And a lot of people dug into it and they joined us, and many people shared after, like, those are questions that no one has ever asked me, and I am, you know, 56 years old and I've never answered that question before.
That's really interesting. It reminds me kind of tangentially to something that I've been kind of stewing about, this idea of habits and why we teach what we teach. And so much, I think the default, certainly for me when I'm in the classroom, is teaching the way, first of all, that I've always taught, but then also teaching the way that I was taught to, right? And yeah. And that's part of why I love technology, is that I was not taught really with technology, although we did have like an Apple IIc hooked up to one of those carts that could, you know, tip over and crush a small child.
That's awesome.
Still remember my third grade teacher. Shout out to Mrs. Gilkinson.
Nice, Mrs. Gilkinson.
Yeah, you know, I was like, wow, you can do that with a computer. You know, but you're kind of stuck with this idea of, I'm gonna do the thing the way I did, and it's more of a habit. And, you know, kind of by definition, habits aren't the kind of thing that you're thoughtful over. It's just your default, like, non-thinking thing. And this feels very much in line with that, of, like, once you stop and hear about it and think about it, it's that moment of, like, oh, my gosh, how are we not doing this in schools?
Yeah, definitely. Do we want to... So, you know, one of the things I think Ilse and I have been thinking about more is, what kind of partnerships do we want to commit to, both here in our own community? We have a really exciting partnership with Kiva, which is a micro lending platform. Our students have been able to work alongside social entrepreneurs in our own community and understand what it means, the difference between a grant and a loan and an investment. And so finding ways both to share this language, this financial language, but then opportunities to see that language play out in a partnership is really at the core of what we mean when we talk about this pillar.
That's awesome. So what are some next steps then? You guys went to the conference, shared some amazing things, had some amazing conversations. Where are we going from here?
Well, I think one thing that we took away is that there are, of course, lots of groups of people, small groups around the country who are really invested in this, although they're perhaps taking a different entry point or looking at it a different way. And so we will definitely be reconnecting with people that we met there. I think it's also challenged us to think a little bit more about the unique pieces of how we talk about social entrepreneurship at Hillbrook School and through the Scott Center for Social Entrepreneurship. And so it's helped us refine that this is rooted in individuals, that it's rooted in what matters to each of us. And it's about equipping students with the skills to be able to make a difference in the thing that matters to them.
Yeah. And I would say it's also validated the work we're doing around Reach Beyond Block and around Reach Beyond Week, that being in the community, building partnerships with people is hard work, and it is valuable work. And it's really an important aspect of children seeing themselves and how they fit into larger complex systems. And so hearing from other schools what they're doing and sort of the trajectory that this doesn't look, it's not a straight line forward, that it'll take lots of different turns. And that's what makes these partnerships wonderful and complex and really meaningful to schools.
And Bill, I think what you said about habits is true too at the organizational level, of course, for a school to think about how it is that we want to engage the world outside of school. I think that's a goal of most schools, and yet is often still being done in a model that looks like a service model, or looks like a model that really still fundamentally keeps a separation between what's happening within the school and outside of the school.
Yeah.
And I think we have an opportunity to change that.
Right, absolutely. And I think once you kind of get a taste for it, you know, so many people I know are dipping their toes doing kind of a mystery Skype, or, you know, there's this author, hop on a hangout and we'll talk. It feels like that's, once you get comfortable with that, this feels like a really impactful next step.
Yeah, so we hope people, you know, if this is something you're interested in, talking more about any of these pillars, specifically the pillar of finance, reach out to us. You can find either of our emails on the Hillbrook, the CTE website, or the Scott Center for Social Entrepreneurship website. And also, we encourage everyone to look into NNSP. They're doing great work, and we were really excited to join them in DC this year.
Yeah, and by the way, we'll leave this in the show notes, but also NNSP is schoolsinpartnership.org.
Nice.
If you want to hop around on that. Yeah, well, so let's share how people can find us besides just our school website. We're on the Twitters, as my mom calls it, at Hillbrook CTE. That stands for the Center for Teaching Excellence. And that's where you find the other podcast episodes, good blog posts, and all the other stuff. So, yeah.
Cool. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.